winst om eigen aandelen te kopen. En dat is weer goed nieuws voor de Nederlandse staat, want die bezit nu nog meer dan de helft van de aandelen. De geschiedenis van voormalig Nederlands-Indië moet een prominentere plek krijgen in het onderwijs. En ook moet de informatie erover online toegankelijk worden. Dat zijn de belangrijkste conclusies uit een rapport van een commissie die in opdracht van de regering onderzoek deed naar het versterken van de kennis over het voormalig Nederlands-Indië. In 1948 werd het land onafhankelijk van Nederland. En met name op het VMBO en het MBO is de kennis over Nederlands-Indië onder de maat, stelt de stichting. Ook vandaag wordt er weer gestaakt in het streekvervoer. Dat is voor de derde dag op rij. Zo rijden er in Groningen en Friesland geen Arriva-treinen. Maar 40% van de bussen rijdt nog wel. In Overijssel rijden de Blauwnet-treinen van Keolis niet. De Arriva-treinen juist weer wel. Reizigers krijgen daarom het advies om de reisinformatie goed bij te houden. Het weer nog, het is helder vandaag met veel zon. Maximaal 6 graden. Vanavond gaat het weer licht vriezen. Morgen meer bewolking met kans op een spat regen. Het wordt dan 4 tot 7 graden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Sabi Yurutu. Tika Blo. Mora Blo. Musa Blo. Elke zaterdag van 2 tot 5 in No Limits. Voor alle kinderen vanaf 4 jaar tot en met 12 jaar oud. Sabi Yurutu. Komt u langs en schrijf hen in. Zaterdagen... Geldershoofd, nummer 80, 1103, Bernard Gerard, Amsterdam. Wees welkom. Sabi Yurutu.
In our hometown, Radio Razo wears the crown.
Voor Amsterdam en omgeving, dit is Radio Z.
Antilliaans of Surinaams?
Razo.
Afrikaans of Nederlands?
Razo.
Amsterdam, yes, say it loud. Razo voor jong en oud.
Razo. 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 Razo.
Trana, me love you, I'll be Trana. Trana, me love you, na ama you kondre man.
I'll be
me love you, I'll be si fenta.
Zranan, mi toko toko kondre. Look for you kondam. Ala you crossi pretty na you ski. Zranan, mi toko toko kondre. Trawang e affront you. Trawang no e bribi moro in you. Zranan, mi toko toko kondre. One day is a dry kumbaka. Wash your skin, make you concrete. And we will cross the baga. Sranang, mi wani frodo na ngayo. Bika, mi la lobby you. Sranang, mi lobby you.
Me praxe.
Mino safr giti
yuna ala yu kondre ma
yuna akondre fumi ati
trana mi lobi
yuna
trana
gudu
Hey, Watson, Muchísimas gracias. Muy buenas noches. Muchas gracias, de veras. Muchas gracias por invitarnos esta noche a estar por primera vez con todos ustedes. Gracias, de veras, está siendo un placer ya antes de empezar la parte más importante. Muchas gracias. Está bien. Ok, vamos a empezar de cero, ¿sí? Bueno, digo yo sé que la primera canción puede que ustedes no se la sepan tanto, pero esta que está sonando, estoy convencida que la tienen grabada absolutamente a fuego. Así que, ¿qué puede estar pasando si no es que a ustedes les da vergüenza y están mirando si el de al lado de ustedes canta o no? ¿Cierto? Bien. Como entre lo que está pasando ahora y el final del concierto, que será así, hay algunas canciones. Vamos a ensayar esta para que ustedes pierdan la vergüenza, ¿sí? Dale. Turn it.
special little girl has changed her life forever after. Welcome to the world. We'll cherish every single chapter. It comes as no surprise. The beauty that you see before you look into her eyes.
April the 4th, 1968, Memphis, Tennessee, 6:15 p.m. U.S. civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King is rushed to hospital after being shot. He's badly wounded. At the time, King is a towering figure, known throughout the world for his inspired direction of the U.S. civil rights movement. But in his high-profile fight to win more rights for America's black community, especially in the Deep South, King has also earned the undying hatred of a cabal of violent white extremists who despise him and all he stands for. They see him as a threat to their way of life. They want him out of the way. But would they go so far as trying to get him killed? April the 3rd, 1968, Atlanta, mid-morning. King flies to Memphis and checks into the Lorraine Motel. He's come to lend his support to a group of black city sanitation workers. He's been behind them since February, when they went on strike demanding better pay and conditions. Now King is determined to get them a good deal. That evening, King heads for the Mason Temple, where he gives a typically powerful, yet strangely prophetic, address.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing anything. Seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
It will become one of King's most famous speeches, but it sounds almost as if he'd received a death threat. The son of a preacher, Martin Luther King Jr., was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on January the 15th, 1929. By the time he's 24, King is himself a preacher, working at a Baptist church in Montgomery, Alabama. 2 years later, Montgomery would become known throughout the world when, on December the 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks, a 42-year-old black seamstress, refuses to give up her seat on a bus to a white man. Under what are known at the time as Jim Crow laws, she's arrested, charged, and eventually fined $10 with $4 costs. This case causes outrage, not just in the southern states, but throughout the country's entire black community. And in Montgomery itself, King decides that his people have been pushed around enough, the Rosa Parks incident being the latest in a long line of similar humiliations and violence. He organizes what becomes known as the Montgomery Bus Boycott. It will last 13 months, during which time black people steadfastly refuse to use the city's buses. The issue is finally resolved on December the 13th, 1956, when the U.S. Supreme Court rules that Alabama state and local policy on segregation is unlawful. 7 days later, King takes a ride on a bus, sitting at the front in seats previously reserved for whites only. By now, he's a national figure. A firm believer in non-violence, he spearheads the country's rapidly growing civil rights movement under the umbrella of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, more commonly known as the SCLC. A passionate and powerful orator, he works ceaselessly and tirelessly on behalf of the black community. Meanwhile, as King's stature steadily increases, a man is sitting out a prison term in Leavenworth, Kansas. James Earl Ray, an habitual criminal, has been in and out of various prisons most of his adult life, since being discharged from the U.S. Army in December 1948 for what was described as ineptness and lack of adaptability for military service. However, the army gave him something. It taught him how to use a rifle. Ray's life could scarcely be more different from that of King. But one day in the future, they will come together in dramatic circumstances. In 1961, convinced that the civil rights movement is being infiltrated by communists, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover gives orders to tap King's phones and keep close tabs on him wherever he goes. The surveillance would continue for the next 6 years. August the 28th, 1963, Washington, D.C. King leads a march through the nation's capital calling for jobs and freedom. Earlier, President John F. Kennedy had opposed the march, thinking it would impact negatively on civil rights legislation. But in the end, he's persuaded to let it go ahead. Despite Kennedy's earlier misgivings, the march, involving around 250,000 people, passes off without incident. And that evening, King, standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, delivers an address which electrifies the nation.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
The speech consolidates King's already towering stature. Even President Kennedy, shortly to be assassinated himself, congratulates him. But there are those, particularly FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, who, alarmed at King's success, wish to discredit him.
Time.
You hustle to live. We hustle to live. I hustle to live. Hustle to live.
This is for the man in the long white robe with the Holy Quran all day in his little box between the barber and the chicken shop. He sells watch bands and batteries, phone cards and accessories. I pass and see him praying on his hands and knees.
Make some.
He says all he wants is to make some, not a lot, just enough. So he can go back home and build a big house. Live like a king. She gets home. She's saving her money. She's working on a dream. She has her heart in the islands. She can already feel the breeze. One day, she's gonna go back. She's gonna build a house by the sea. Grow old in the sunshine.
Grow old like the trees.
But in the meantime,
you hustle to live. We hustle to live.
Thank you.
much.